Like last year, the goal was to test public cooperation if the regional utilities should experience a significant natural gas delivery problem, perhaps during an extended winter coal streak. Residents and businesses were asked to reduce their energy consumption last Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. Mayor Sullivan announced the results at Monday's Anchorage Chamber of Commerce luncheon.
For the second year in a row, we got very similar, very positive results. I think throughout the system, about a 2-4% average reduction.
Residents were asked to turn down thermostats to 65, postpone dishwashing and laundry, lower water heaters to warm, minimize the use of gas ranges, plus turn off unnecessary lights and electronics. Participating utilities included Chugach Electric Association, Municipal Light and Power, Matanuska Electric Association, Homer Electric Association, and NSTAR. Along with the municipality of Anchorage, the Mat-Su and Kenai Peninsula boroughs were also involved. Mayor Sullivan said it was difficult to arrive at definite figures because there wasn't really an exact way of measuring or comparing the results. And the measuring procedures differed between natural gas and electrical consumption.
Natural gas, we measure kind of before and after on the consumption trend lines. And on the electric side, conservation is measured by analyzing actual kilowatts used during the test and comparing those figures against same time, prior and post-day usage. So we can get fairly accurate with this, but again, it's not exact.
According to the mayor's press release, results were also muddied because of difficulties determining the differing influence between this and last year's daylight, temperature variations, and unrelated load reductions from large energy users.
We're happy with the results, and we followed up the results with a survey done by the Hayes Group, which showed that about 69% of the people were aware of a possible Cook Inlet natural gas deliverability problem. About 55% of the people were aware of the Energy Watch campaign, and about 33% said that they participated in the test. So those are good numbers.
Although he was not a participant, Sullivan made his announcement at a panel discussion of the likely future of natural gas supplies and the impact of electrical rates for South Central Alaska. Before the mayor spoke, Phil Steyer, Chugach Electric's Director of Government Relations and Corporate Communications, explained when power companies dealing with a severe delivery problem would ask consumers to reduce usage. Steyer says, first, the utilities would try methods within their own systems.
We can make more power with hydro. We can load up a transmission line heavier than we might otherwise do to move power into a region. We can quit selling power to Golden Valley and Fairbanks that we make with gas here. And oh, by the way, we could start buying power over that same power line. And again, that would be to respond to a short-term situation. And then a real key one on here is the LNG plant that you've all heard about on the Kenai can divert deliveries of gas from that production facility. And by them not taking that gas, it then becomes available for utility use.
Steyer says these responses have proved sufficient in the past. But if a future event should push the systems beyond response capabilities, then the utilities would ask for consumer cooperation. And if that failed, the most likely response would be rolling blackouts of about 20 minutes at a time, each involving around 1,000 customers. Steyer says the utilities have already mapped out these emergency blackouts. Vital facilities like hospitals and airports would be excluded. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.